Welcome to COTK Online. It is awesome to be with you today as we are wrapping up the series, Turn the Page, Letting God Write Your Story. You know, here's been the big thought through the whole thing. It's the decisions that we make today that are going to determine the stories that we tell tomorrow. So I want you to have a story that's worth telling, and I want you to have a God story for your life. So how does that happen? Well, here's how it happens, that we decide to start what God's called us to start. That was week one. I hope that you started really seeking the Lord, that you got into a Bible reading plan, that you downloaded the prayer and fasting guide that we had online. If you haven't done it, it's still there. You can do it. But we're called to start what God's called us to start. We're called to stop what God's called us to stop. And at the beginning of this year, what a great time to really go, Lord, what are you calling me to start? What are you calling me to stop? And then the third thing, where are you calling me to stay? Because maybe there's some things that God's called you to stick with, to stay with. Maybe there's a relationship you need to stay with. Maybe there's a geographical place you need to be, and then you know you're there, but you thought about going. Because sometimes when you want to go, maybe the Lord's telling you to stay. But this week, we're talking about going. Because maybe there's an area in your life that you need to decide to go. You need to say, I've decided to go. Because sometimes when you want to stay, you really should go. You know, the one place that I told the Lord I'd never go was the place where I am right now. It was the only place. I said, Lord, when I knew that there was a call in my life and that I wasn't really sure exactly what it was, because God wasn't super specific, and just FYI, he does that sometimes. I said, Lord, I'll go to the ends of the earth. I'll go to Asia. I'll go to Africa. I'll happily go to Europe, North America, South America, wherever you want me there. Just don't send me to Lake Charles. And guess where I am? Because God has a funny sense of humor, doesn't he? And here's what you'll find. When you step out in obedience, the ramifications are bigger than you think. And so today, we're going to look at the life, really, the very beginning of the life of Abram. And Abram is just a central figure in the Bible. He's the father of our faith. And so we're going to look at Genesis chapter 12, because we see God speaking to Abram for the first time. And this is what he says. And this is Genesis chapter 12. It says, the Lord said to Abram, leave your native country, your relatives, and your father's family, and go to the land that I will show you. Okay, so what do we need to see about the going? First of all, God's call is, first of all, his call is always to him. It's always to him. But when we're called to him, he's gonna send us on a mission, because our life really is one of mission. Like, God has a purpose, he has a plan, he has a people, and he has a mission for you. And if you're like me, a lot of people are, you kind of want to know what the mission is. Like, you want all the details. It's like the spy movie, like, this is your mission if you choose to accept it. And you're handed a dossier on everything that you're supposed to do, where you're supposed to be, how you're supposed to do it, the goal to be accomplished. And I wish that was the case. I think I wish that was the case. The fact of the matter is that it's often not like that with God. He'll just tell you, go, and he won't give you the big picture. But what he will be specific about is, hey, Abram, you need to leave your native country. Wait, guys, I got to leave what I know? I grew up here. This is where what are you talking about? I've got to leave my native country. I got to leave that behind? Man, God's mission for you doesn't mean that it's always going to be comfortable. You got to leave your native. This is what he told Abram. And here's the thing, you're like, well, that means that I gotta, God's gonna tell me to go to, I don't know, pick a country, Suriname. It's in South America. God's gonna tell me to go to, I don't know, but you have to be willing to go and to embrace the uncomfortable. You see, I told the Lord I'd go wherever. And then he sent me to the only place. I said, I don't wanna go there, because I think it was just a test of what he had for me. God wants to know that your heart is completely his. When he tells you to go pray for that person over there, do you do it? Are you willing to embrace the mission that God has for you? So often we look at the overarching, like this huge mission, when in reality, if we are faithful in the little things, He's going to put us in the big things. Lord, I'll go wherever you want. Just don't send me there. He's like, oh, but that's where I need you to go. Why? Because God is concerned with your obedience more than He is your comfort. Why? Because the mission that He has for you to engage in is one where there's transformation. And if you are not allowing Him and His word to transform your behavior, how can He use you as really His mouthpiece and His tool to bring transformation to the people around you if you are unwilling to allow Him and His word to transform your will and your actions? Man. Abram, leave your native country, your relatives, and your father's family, and go to the land that I will show you. Wow, that is super specific. Hey, everything that you've known, where you grew up, your people, you need to leave, like, your native country, your relatives, your father's family, like, you just need to leave. I got someplace for you. That's really both specific. Can't stay where you're at. Need to leave your relatives, your father's family. And I'm not saying that God's calling you to leave your hometown. I mean, Lordy, he sent me 35 minutes from my hometown. But I had to be willing to trust Him with the journey. I want that for you. Because at the end of the day, I want you to have a story that's worth telling. Just remember, the decisions you make today, it's going to determine the stories that you tell tomorrow. And if you want a God story in your life, you have to be willing to allow His word, when He speaks to you, to bring enough transformation in your life that you can step out in faith and obedience and trust God. Why? Why should we go? Because God has a mission for you. God's got a mission and a call on your life. Look at what He says, Abram, leave your native country, relatives, father's family. Go to the land that I will show you. That is exceedingly vague. Very specific in leaving what's comfortable, what's familiar, what you know. And go to the place that I'm going to show you. Where are we going, God? I'm going to show you. I had no clue that when I told the Lord, yeah, Lord, I'll follow you, that I was going to end up as a pastor in a town that I said I never wanted to live in. I'm very glad I listened, though. The best people on the face of the earth are in Lake Charles. And it's fulfilling. Why? Because God knows what's best for us and what we need. Then he says this. He says, leave your native country, go to the land that I will show you. Listen, here's the first thing. Why should we go? Number one, we all have a mission. Number two, because God's got a plan. That's the second thing we need to do. God has a plan. He's got a plan for you. Do you want the details? Probably so. We don't always get them. I like details. I like a lot of details. I can sift through lots of details to see a big picture. I think it's one of my giftings. I've taken all of the personality profiling and testing and all that. And one of the consistent things is that I'm able to take vast amounts of data and simplify them into a large picture. I think that's why I love the Bible so much, because I'm able to compile everything that I see going on and from that see the big picture. I think that's what probably makes me a pretty decent teacher. But there have been seasons in my life where I don't get the details. And I don't know what the next step is. I'm not walking in my own comfort and surety in that, because I don't have all the details to make an informed decision. And yet it's in those moments that I have to wait for the Lord and His plan for the next step. This is why God speaks to Abram and says, go to the land that I will show you. I don't know what Abram's personality was like, but I think a lot of us are like, Lord, okay, you want me to leave all the things that are comfortable. I'm good. All right, you give me the detailed plan. Where's the step-by-step map? Like, Google map it out for me so I can see the overview, and then you can give me all of those turns, exactly how far it's going to be. Like, 1.2 miles, I need to turn right here, and the overall trip is 497 miles, and it's going to take me, it's going to take me 6 hours and seventeen minutes, and like, we want all that, but God doesn't always give it to us. Why? Because if he gave us all of the details, number one, it's overwhelming. Number two, we would make it about us executing on a task when what he wants from us is not simply us executing a task, but us to trust him in faith when we don't see the full picture. And that faith, that obedience in that moment when we don't see, is us embracing God's plan for our life. Why should we go? Because we have a mission and a calling. So many people don't embrace the mission that God has for them, and they don't have a God story to tell because they want all the details. They don't realize that when you're willing to leave the uncomfortable, and the second thing, why should we go? Well, number one, we have a mission. The second thing is that God has a plan, but we don't get all the details in real time. We've all heard the adage, hindsight's 20/20. It's no more true than in our relationship with the Lord. Because sometimes we're going to have to trust him. I trusted him in coming to Lake Charles and not knowing anybody and watched him show up. I mean, even in the small stuff, I stood in faith. I remember when we're looking at getting a house, and I didn't know what to do, but I knew that the Lord was at work. And I remember standing in the middle. People probably thought I was crazy. I don't think too many people were around. I was standing in the middle of the street, that a house that I really felt like the Lord was calling us to. I stood in the street, spread out my arms, said, Lord, I don't know what you want me to do. I don't know. I don't have the whole picture, but I know that I can trust you, so let me know. And in that moment, the Lord just gave me such a peace. And he just whispered to me, I'm going to bless you, it's going to be okay. But I had to be willing to embrace God's plan. That's what Abram does. In fact, as we read on, you know, go leave your native country, your relatives, your father's family. That's the mission. Like, God's got a call on your life. It's uncomfortable. He's got a plan, like, go to the place I show you. That his plan is for you to trust him. And when you embrace the mission, knowing that it's not always going to be comfortable, it's going to have a lot of unknowns. Remember, God's asking Abram to step into the unknowns, out of the familiar. And his only consolation is, like, at this point, I'm going to show you. When you're willing to embrace the mission and know that God's got a plan, look at what he says. He says, I will bless you. I'll make you famous. You'll be a blessing to others. I'll bless those who bless you and curse those who treat you with contempt. And then he says this, all the families of the earth will be blessed through you. Where is it that God's calling you to go? Is he calling you to go to your neighbor and just show love? Is he calling you to go to your enemy at work and just be praying for him? To not return that? What's God calling you to in your going? Because God created you for a mission, but you've got to be okay with the uncomfortable. God has a plan. You don't get to know the whole thing up front. You got to be okay with trusting him with the next step. And let me tell you this, that next step is often into the unknown and the unexpected. And that's what takes a lot of people out from having God's stories, because they don't want to step into the uncomfortable and they don't want to step into the unknown or the unexpected. Well, if you're unwilling to step into the uncomfortable or the unknown or the unwilling, you will not have God's stories to tell. You'll have you stories to tell. What do you want? Are you willing to go? God's got a mission. It's uncomfortable. God's got a plan. You're not going to see the whole thing. Just Just trust him with the next step. Step out in faith. I'm reminded of Indiana Jones and the Last Crusade, where he has to cross that chasm and he has to take the leap of faith, and it's an optical illusion. It looks like he's stepping to his death off of the edge of a cliff, but as he sticks his leg out and makes that step, the optical illusion revealed that there was actually a bridge that he just couldn't see. That's how God works a lot. Embrace his mission. Trust his plan. You gotta go. You can know that he has a purpose for you. All the families of the earth will be blessed through you. There's one theme through the Bible. I mean, there's a lot. There's the themes of forgiveness and redemption. There's the themes of, like, we're adopted as his children. But to know Jesus and follow him is to live like him, which also means that we recognize that it's not about me. It's not about me. All the families of the earth will be blessed through your obedience. Abram, yeah, I know I'm telling you to step out into the uncomfortable. I know that my plan is you stepping into the unknown and the unexpected. But if you do that, I'm going to bless you. And then you'll see, actually, you probably won't see it in your lifetime, but you will see others are blessed because of your faithfulness. My great-grandfather immigrated, born in Hungary as a Jew, a Greenfeld. Dad died. Mom remarried a German, Schumacher. That's where our Schumacher last name comes from. At 16 years old, he and his 19-year-old brother left Munich. They had moved from Munich, from Hungary to Germany, and they left their mother, never to see her again, by the way. And they left everything they knew to come to America. And I'm holding right here the inherited Bible that I have from my great-grandfather. It's all in German. I can't read it. But what I can see, I don't know if you can, is that each chapter has been marked off where he's read this through. And I see that the inscription, Dallas, Texas, March 9th, 1910, was given to him by a family friend, the Telkamps. He never knew that his story would include Lake Charles, Louisiana. But he held on to the promise of it. And he went to a place that left his family, left everything he knew, all of his people, came to a place that he didn't know at all. He spoke six languages in Europe, ended up speaking English as well. Didn't know really anyone or anything. Immigrated up through Galveston. First stop was in Schulenburg, Texas, then New Braunfels, Texas, and ultimately in Dallas. I am here today because of the faith and the faithfulness of my great-grandfather. And he never saw it. Because here's the truth. You never know what's on the other side of your obedience. God created you to go on a mission. Yeah, it's uncomfortable. God created you to follow his plan for your life. Yeah, you're going to experience the unknown and the unexpected, but trust him, he's going to bless you through it. Why? Why? Why should I go on the mission? Why should I trust God's plan? Because in it, you'll find your purpose. I'm so grateful for the faith of my great-grandfather, the faith of my grandfather, Vernon Christian, the faith of my father. I see the generational blessings on both sides of my family, people that served God. And because they were willing to go on my mom's side, I'm not even telling that story, that my great-grandparents immigrated from Cefalù, Sicily, because they had a dream, a God dream. So here's the thing. There's a chapter in my life where I sensed God calling me to do or say something, and by faith, I went. It would have been a lot easier to stay. So here's my question to you. One day you're going to tell your story, and I pray that you are able to say, you know, I sensed that God was calling me to something, and yeah, it was scary, and but by faith, I went, and look at it now, and you get to tell that story. You're either going to be able to be able to say that, you know, I sensed God was doing something, and by faith, I went when I wanted to stay, or you're going to tell the story of, you probably won't tell it, by fear I did nothing. Trust God. Go on the journey He has for you. I want to help you do that. If that's you and you go, I want to embrace that journey, pray with me. Say, Jesus, I will go where you want me to go. I will be what you've called me to be, so that I can see people become what you created them to become. In Jesus' name, amen. Hope to see you soon. God bless.